broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Masters Week in November. What the hell's
what
going on?
What is going on? 2020.
But I am kind of fired up about the Masters.
Yes.
And because the Masters is this week, every year it's tradition.
Yes.
That we have
the number one guy around.
The main
guru.
Man.
The Masters guru.
The Masters guru. Kirk Stuckey from the Mercer County Elks. Hello, yes. Kirk Stuckey. How are you tonight?
Doing well. What's going on?
Not much, buddy. Welcome in the studio tonight. We're going to have some Masters trivia.
Fired up.
We got all kinds of stuff to give away. We got these. Yeah. We got hats. Blue. Hats. Carolina blue. We have a gray.
Gray's beautiful.
Gray and black Raiders.
The Raiders.
And just a black hat. And these are Mercer County Elks hats.
Yep.
And we have, what else you got? You got gift certificates?
Some gift certificates in there.
What do you got? What are we giving away?
I don't know. There's foursomes for nine holes, I think, or something.
That's a hell of a gift.
Hell yeah.
It's a great gift.
What's that pay? I mean, what's that worth?
Oh, about, $100?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have trivia throughout the 2 hours, or hour mm-hmm. and a half, or 4 hours.
It's only getting...
That's the thing you never know.
Listener.
Huh?
We need a listener.
You don't know?
We may not have any listeners tonight.
We may not have any listeners.
Yeah, this could be. Your wife listening?
Golf in November. No one's listening.
No. Nobody. No. Yeah. And nobody listens to us anyway.
All the archives.
No, right. No, nobody listens to any archives either. Completely. No, nothing. Well, they might listen. We might have a few listeners.
We have a ton of people in the archives.
All right. So we, it was a hell of a week this week in Ford Recovery Sports. And Fee, we talked last week. We had the coaches on. Yep. It was just a great week. Every week is a great week to be a Ford Recovery Indian.
Yes, absolutely.
You know that?
And last week was really special.
It was. And we couldn't be any prouder of our volleyball team.
Absolutely.
Who went up to Elida and battled the, arguably, you know, between them, I think it's going to be a Tiffin Calvert New Bremen final.
Final, yep. Sure looks that way.
And I know that you know, our girls, I talked to Susie Fort Camp about the game, and she said we you know, they wasn't overpowering, but defensively they were really good.
They were really good. They didn't make any mistakes.
No, and we watched it, and we were going back and forth. And,
yep.
And, you know, after we won the third game, I was like, boys, momentum. Because volleyball is a game of momentum.
Absolutely. But it's... I think we were wore out, too.
Yeah.
That third game was, what, 30-28,
I think it was, wasn't it?
30-28, something like that. Great match. Great match. But
and Tiffin Calvert comes on. They win it in four, and the Indians get beaten in the district regional semis and finish the season 21-4. And you know, we looked at all the accolades they had. And Paige Fortcamp, first team All-Ohio. And congrats to Paige. That's really cool honor.
That is pretty awesome.
I think Whit got third team All-State. Mm-hmm. And Kiki got honorable mention, and you know, that's just something to be really proud of. So congratulations on a wonderful season. Coach Guggenbiller, man, we fell in love with that dude.
Yeah, what a fun time we had with that guy.
Yeah, he's just a great kid, and the way he motivates the kids and his positive.
He's so positive.
He's just a neat
he's
guy.
He's got to be fun to play for.
Absolutely, and you know, we lose some really good seniors and Hope Wendell and Kiki and Pager, but that cupboard ain't bare.
No. And they've done a great job. I think all the way down the younger kids, they're really good.
Yeah.
So Indians volleyball's up.
That's right. So then we turn our attention on Saturday. The Indians play cross country team led by Christy Diller. They go on to and I can't Neil. What was the name of the place they ran?
Orbets something.
Yeah, and what a great showing from our cross country team.
Yeah,
set a Fort Recovery record. They finished 13th in the state. The best previous Fort Recovery cross country girls team was 14th. Christy Diller and the girls, awesome.
Oh, I got to be happy about that, huh?
Yeah. And I think we're relatively young. I mean, I think most of our...
Yeah, very, I think, too.
Yeah, so... I'm sure that that was just some great memories for the kids, for the coaches. And once again, you talk about making us proud, man.
Oh, man. They did a great job for us and worked hard all year. They worked hard all year. They had it was a great season for them. You know, and I think that regional, she talked about how they ran in pack, you know, and they did a great job doing it, you know, and went down there and represented us great at state. Like I said, set the record for our school, which is, I just think anytime you can put your name up on that wall somewhere with the records, that's kind of cool.
Oh, you know?
And it's pretty neat to walk back in that gym and see yourself up there and remember how good you were.
Absolutely. So that ends the fall sports with the Indians, and now we turn our attention to winter sports. And I talked to Coach Melton this week a couple times, and he's very excited. You know, they have their first scrimmage this Friday, National Trail.
Yeah.
And then they got one next week. They got, I think, a tri or a quad with Anna and some other schools. And we got to stay safe. We got to keep the COVID out, and we got to play some winter sports because, you know, I'm just...
We're going to go crazy.
We're going to go berserk. And the girls, Holly, they've had a couple scrimmages. I didn't have a chance to talk to Holly. Mm-hmm. I know her daughter's birthday was this week. She had the greatest picture.
Awesome picture.
Livy, I know you're just... she's awesome, first of all. But that picture...
That was a classic.
You could put that baby into any magazine, and that's winning an award.
Like you said, wait till she gets her graduation. And that's
oh, my
be a
God. Absolutely.
It'll be a classic.
Absolutely. So we are getting ready for winter sports. We got some Lou. We got Dave Kalp listening. The mayor's listening
tonight.
We
got the mayor.
Good. Mayor Kalpy.
That's big.
We got Kathy Etzler sitting in, and God love Kathy Etzler.
Kathy's awesome.
They were wondering about the Fort Recovery Radio and the Christmas show, and a lot of people are now starting to get to ask the question about the Christmas show. And as of now, we are having us a Christmas show.
We ain't scared.
No. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, and we don't know what's happening, but we're going to have us a Christmas show one way or another.
We'll figure it out.
We might not be able to have people come in and drop off their donations or whatever it is, but first of all, we've all had COVID up here, so
yeah, we're good.
So we're
outside the tent.
So. Yeah, that's right. We're going to figure it out because
worst case scenario shuts us down for 24 hours. Christmas show's over.
Yeah, but we you know, we just absolutely love it, and I think the community loves it, and the support it has, and we have a lot of families in need. And it's just something that brings us together. And we're going to try our damnedest to have that Christmas show. So we're going to get together. We'll have a meeting with all of us up here, and we'll figure out what we're going to do. And we'll have an announcement probably within the next week as to our game plan. So with that being said, we're going to talk to the Masters. We're going to talk to Kirk Stuckey, and we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through November 12th. Jell-O and Jell-O pudding are just $1.25 each, and Jell-O snack packs are just 99 cents. Do you have a birthday party coming up? How about a homemade cake? Most Pillsbury, Duncan Hines, and Best Choice cake mixes are on sale, and their cans of ready-to-go frosting are also on sale. And if you're in a hurry, they have great meal specials ready to go every day at their deli. And be sure to try out their new line of gourmet salsas from Jose Madrid. From mild all the way to extra hot, you'll find your new favorite salsa. Don't forget to get your pies for the holidays. They have Marie Callender's and Mrs. Smith's in the freezer section, and Wick's, an old-fashioned brand, in their grab-and-go section. No need to go out of town to save money. They have great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
The American Legion Ladies Auxiliary Annual Breakfast is coming up on Sunday, November 15th from 8 in the morning till 12:30 in the afternoon. It's all you can eat, whole hog sausage, pancakes and scrambled eggs, plus great homemade baked goods and more. And your beverages included, milk, coffee and orange juice. It's only $7 for adults and $4 for children 4 to 8, and kids 3 and under are free. Head out to the Legion this Sunday for some great food. It's the Ladies Auxiliary Breakfast from 8 a.m. to 12:30.
Goosebumps.
Oh, man. I tell you what, like on Twitter this week, it's just full of Masters highlights. Mm-hmm. And everything that, for us, I mean, our golfing idiots.
Oh, my God,
I
love it.
Goosers, man, wide open. Mm. Yep. We're joined by Kirk Stookey. Kirk is the general manager and the head pro at the Mercer County Elks. And a lot of us have play golf over there, and I know a lot of Fort Cover guys do too. And Kirby, first of all, welcome to Sports Talk.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You know, we each year we do this, and we got, you know, we're supposed to do it this year, but we were in COVID and lockdown. We're going to do it tonight, and we thank you for coming in. The Masters is a special event, and there's, just to tell you how hard it is to get a ticket to that thing, I think guys have been on the waiting list for like 25 years to try to get a ticket. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, the waiting list has been there forever, but now they do the lottery. You got a better chance to get in the lottery and get a ticket for one day versus getting on the waiting list and getting your tickets year after year.
So, with that being said, you as the pro, you can go. Is that correct?
That's correct. Anyone with their PGA license or Class A PGA and then a golf course superintendent, they can go down, show your ID, show your card. And walk right in.
Walk right in.
No kidding.
Yep.
So you actually did it.
I did it 2 years ago. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about that experience before we get started here. And we're going to do some trivia, guys. We want you guys to text our answers in or call in it on Hastings Hotline, 937-3310-2781. We'd love to talk to you. Fee, what's your number out there, brother?
How about texting me at 419-852-3599.
And, of course, I am 419-852-9201 if you got any answers for these trivia. And Kirby's got his phone with him, too. And we're going to have some trivia. So your experience of going down to Augusta, was it everything you'd hoped it would be? And more?
And more.
Yeah.
Mm. And more, yes. We got in there, and we got in early, went straight to the merchandise building.
Ooh, that cost you a couple bucks.
$1,000.
Seriously.
Yeah. I spent $1,000 merchandise building. Hats, shirts.
Oh, my.
I bought three pullovers for myself, $100 a piece.
Yeah.
Oh, you just
can't stop.
You got your friend a flag.
You don't know. I got you a flag. Yep. Still sitting in your cubby.
That's right. At my locker.
Yep.
But I'll be giving that to my grandsons.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's. But the neat thing is there, so you can buy all your merchandise, and then you can coat check it, basically. So you take it from one building, take it to the next, and you get a tag. After the round, so you don't take it back to the car. After the round, you get in line, and the line is about 200 yards long. Takes about 5 minutes to get through. They work it through clockwork and get you out there. It's awesome. It is unbelievable, seriously. Mm-hmm. Even going to the restroom is a process.
Yeah, tell that story.
They got it. Oh, my God. So we're sitting there going to the restroom at the Masters is like waiting for a roller coaster at Cedar Point. You're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You get in there and they got one row of toilets and one row of urinals. So, you know, on the left the toilets, you know, number two, you go there. Number, you know, you're waiting on the urinals, double wall. Well, no one moves for a while. You got a guy sitting there. You got guys sitting there directing you. Hey, we got one open here. We got one open there. One open here. Hey, one open there. One open here. One open there.
So there's a guy standing there.
Yeah, guy standing there. He said, you go there. It's open here. Open there. And no one moves for a while.
Everybody wants to know, did you do a two or a oneer?
I did a oneer. No okay. Tours.
All right.
But no one moves for a while. He goes, two shakes, two shakes. Let's get her moving. Someone have like a Ohio State shirt on, they'll go, Buckeyes in a hose! Something like that. But
that ain't bad.
It is quite the experience. I mean, everything you see on TV is just emphasized that much more. But the people that work there are just, they make it so much better.
Yeah. So you had said that you can, like, the TV doesn't do it justice.
No.
The hills are unbelievable.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I mean, like, I could never walk that sucker.
Oh, yeah. You could.
Yeah.
You're an athlete.
Thank you, Bob.
You are.
But it is nuts,
it
right?
Is, yeah, it is. I mean, just hole number one, for instance, you watch them tee off and you think it's level. Well, they got to walk down a hill, back up a hill. Two is straight downhill. Three is uphill. Four is a par three, downhill, uphill. I mean, just that's just the first four holes.
Yeah.
I mean.
And if you watch it on TV, number one looks like a flat dog leg, yeah, right?
Par it looks four. Like nothing.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. And it's for those guys that have to walk that, you know, let's say they walk it 7 days in a row.
Yeah.
So did you hang around Amen Quarter for a while?
We did what we did. We got in there, did our merchandise, and then we walked the back nine while no one was out there. We stood behind every tee shot and visualized every tee shot.
Took a good look at it.
And I said, man, I can birdie this hole. I can birdie this hole.
No,
I mean, I was going to win the Masters.
That's
probably not, but I probably should. 94,
yeah, right.
99. But that was neat going out there. We stood behind hole 16. We went on a Sunday. I was down there on a Sunday, so they had the Sunday location on 16 when Tiger chipped in from the left of the green.
Yeah.
You could get right down there within 10 feet behind where he chipped in from.
Really?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And that is... It's unbelievable, the slope on that green from that angle.
That is incredible. Yeah.
So then we caught the lead groups on the front nine, watched them for a little bit, and caught some of them teeing off. Well, then it was about an hour and a half wait to get your picture down Magnolia Lane.
Yeah.
And in front of the clubhouse. So we waited in line. You got to do that.
Yeah.
We got back, and I was with Chuck and Grubby from North Star.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple of classics.
Their legs are getting tired. All of ours are. So.
Sure.
Hey, let's go find a place to sit for the day. So we went to 12, and there was a line about, I don't know, 80 yards long to get in those grandstands. So we went down to 16, and we sat by the tee, left of the tee. We could see 15 green dead on, watch him play 16, and we bet closest to the pin all day long.
Yes.
Perfect.
It was perfect.
That
it couldn't get any better. It was a great experience. We, for three rum-dums, didn't know what they were doing. Never been there before. It was... Yeah,
it really is. I mean,
we worked it out great. It was
kind of like heaven for a golfer and for a guy like you who is a Jones for golf, and I'm sure it was something special. Let's do our first trivia question today.
Trivia.
All right, folks, here it is. Now, this is for a foursome.
Foursome.
This is for a foursome for nine holes of golf at the Mercer County Elks.
This is
Kurt,
big.
This is a question.
Big.
Text the answers to anybody or call us in. Here we go. First question.
Two guys hold the career scoring record at the Masters. This is every round they've ever played.
Okay.
It is 71.98. Just under par.
Okay.
Who are they?
71.98, the record for the two guys with the lowest scoring average. If you know it, text us. We are going to take a break. Come right back. We're going to pay some bills. Sports Talk.
Yes.
Bubba and Fee Elks.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here's the information for season passes for the 2020-2021 basketball season. A season pass will give you entry to all home games in that sport. Season passes are non-refundable, and the maximum capacity is 300 people for the Fort Sight Fieldhouse this year. Spectators must wear masks and sit on the taped areas of the bleachers. Season passes for boys and girls high school basketball will be sold to participants in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on November 10th and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on November 11th, 12th, and 13th. If there are any passes left, they'll be sold to the public in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on November 16th through 20th. First come, first serve. They do not anticipate having any passes available for the general public for boys basketball. Boys basketball season passes are $66 each, and each player can buy up to 8 passes, and each cheerleader can buy up to 4 passes. If all available season passes are not sold, the remaining tickets will be sold as general admission at the door, but they do not anticipate having any tickets left for boys basketball. This year, there will be no reserve seating. If you bought reserve seats in the past, they will be honored again in the 2021-2022 season. For the girls' basketball season passes, they are also $66 each, and each player can buy up to 11 passes. If all of the passes are not sold, the remaining tickets will be sold as general admission at the door. For the junior high boys and girls, basketball tickets will be $4 each. There will be no season passes for junior high basketball, and all junior high home games will be played in the high school gym, which allows for more spectators, and those games will then be able to be broadcast on the NFHS network. General admission will be welcome at the boys and girls junior high games. The gym will be cleared of spectators after the 7th grade games to leave more room for spectators at the 8th grade game. Those are the details for winter sports tickets.
All right, again, Kirby, the question.
The question, first question. Two guys hold a career scoring record at the Masters with a scoring career scoring average of 71.98. Who are they?
Okay, I got this text from Mark Kanapke who says, Tiger and Jack. Fee?
No.
No.
No go.
Now, I got this text. Close. Now, I got this text. This is a classic. Now, Fred Couples and Jack Nicholson.
No.
Jack Nicholson. Do we give that out? It is Fred Couples and Jack Nicholas. Gail Judy text in Fred Couples and Jack Nicholson.
Nicholson.
What do you, I don't know, what do you think of boys?
That's a good one.
That's pretty close.
Pretty close.
Huh? Are we going to give that one out?
Kirby's giving it.
Yeah. Jack Nicholas. Gail. Jack Nicholas, not Jack Nicholson. It's a typo. We have a winner.
Winner.
Of a foursome or, or a hat. So she wins one or the other. We have nice hats. Carolina blue, Elks hat, or the black or gray. So congratulations, Gail Judy. You win the first prize.
My first prize.
So, Kirby, let's go back a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk more about the Masters, but let's talk a little bit about COVID and golfing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we're all...
Interesting here.
Absolutely. And Fee, me and you were just talking off air about the wine today, and mm-hmm. Chuck and Neil's in here, and we're just talking about... He kind of said you have a week, right? Basically, he said, take a week,
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get it.
Figure out what you're going to do.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about... The golf courses was one of those deals where it was back and forth, open, don't open. But because DeWine's an exercise, and I think the Michigan stayed closed for all, but the Ohio opened up.
So when everything closed here, I was actually in Hilton Head playing golf. Ooh. And they were.
So let me get this straight. You was at the Masters in the Hilton Head.
No, I got the Masters this year.
Yeah, tough life you got.
Struggling right now.
Anyone want to be a golf pro, let me know.
Yeah.
But no. So in middle March, I'm in Hilton Head. We were on a little trip or whatever. And Hilton Head was actually a week behind Ohio when they closed up and everything. So, but anyhow, we get back and, you know, I catch up on everything. And weather wasn't the greatest yet, but figure out what we're going to do. You know, golf's open at that point. Everything is in limbo. Everyone's in limbo at that point. You know, no one knows what's going to happen. I think it was the last weekend in March. They had said, well, golf was open. And then last weekend in March, golf was closed.
Yeah.
Well, then that was on a Friday. Well, then Sunday, golf was back open.
Yeah.
But so, and then golf was open the whole time, which.
But they started out one guy in a cart or.
Well, we started out.
That way I thought.
You know, we started out one guy in a cart. Yes. Mm-hmm. Single rider carts. You know, the way I put it, I sent an email out to all our members and said, hey, if you can walk, walk. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have the ability to walk, walk. That way the carts are available for, because everyone's going to be limited how many carts they can give out. So leave those carts to those that really need it.
Yeah.
So if you can walk 18 holes, walk. If you can't, you know, then take a cart. But
take a cart.
So we had a lot more people walking that I never thought would have walked.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, so we come into April. Obviously, the weather's getting nicer. Everything is shut down. People go, you know, people are starting to go crazy, starting to figure out what's going to happen. It was just kind of, we were open for one of the few entertainment options. We wanted to give people that outlet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Chance to get out, play 18 holes, you know, walk, whatever, and then at least get away from everything.
Okay, so when you did this, you closed the inside, right? You could order from the outside patio or...
You could order. So Caleb and I were out front checking people in, and then we would take your orders for inside also. And then Katie, God love her, she was inside running around. Yeah. She would run everything outside.
Mm-hmm.
She would set it on the patio ledge, and then you'd take it. So, it really worked out really smooth.
You guys
smooth.
Did a great job, by the way.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, it really worked out really stuff. Smooth.
We were calling from 9. If you wanted to get a hot dog or whatever, you get it, you just call them
up. We put a sign out there. You know, we had four different sandwich items.
Yeah, that was just
available.
Great
we didn't,
deal.
Not a full menu, just four different sandwich items. And,
yeah.
You know, we were doing our Lent meals and everything through all that. And
yeah.
So it was different. I tell you what, it was, I mean.
So as the season progressed and, you know, we're still kind of on lockdown. We're still kind of, but golfing is kind of taking off. People are golfing because they need the outlet. They need to get the hell out of the house.
Got to get out of the house. Got to get away from real life.
Yeah.
People are working from home. Well, if you stay home, you're still at work, you know. So you come out to the golf course. You got couples playing on Friday, Saturday nights that you'd never seen before.
Yeah.
Which is great. I mean, introduce them to the golf course. It's not, you know, we're not PGA Tour. We're out here to have fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's all the golf course is. So, you know, we roll through April. We roll through first part of May. All of a sudden, outside dining's going to open.
Yeah.
So we can put tables outside. We add the tent to the end of the patio.
You
got to keep people spread out. Yes, we want to give people a healthy option to come out and feel safe. And so,
live music.
We bring in some live music.
Awesome.
And those first 3-4 weekends, I mean, it really, you could tell people were ready to get out.
Yeah.
Well, we had tables spread out around the putting green, up by 18 green, out in the grass, everywhere. I mean, we had 30th birthday parties and 10 year anniversary parties.
Yep.
We had it. It just gave them a chance to do what they felt like was normal life. And, you know, I
needed that this year. Bad.
That was kind of our viewpoint on it. It wasn't about just get people out here. It was more about let's, you know, make this an opportunity for people to feel normal again. You know what I mean?
So we got through the season. So do you have any COVID? Did you have anybody who...
Well, we did lose. We lost a member to COVID.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, he actually played in the league and then felt bad the next day. Where he contracted from, got the virus from, I don't know. But
right.
So, and unfortunately, you know, God love Maury Crone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, great guy.
Yep.
But
the thing is, you don't know. You don't know where he got it. You don't know any of that. And Maury Crone and his wife, and even after Maury passed, his wife still came. Mm-hmm. That she still comes out to the golf course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They still, so they still live their life, and that's basically what we're trying to. That's what
exactly. Yes,
you got to live your life.
You got to live life. You can't live scared.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, none of us do. Really.
No, right?
Yeah.
So it's not just in the golf. It's everywhere.
Absolutely.
You know it. So.
All right. We're giving away a foursome now. A foursome. We got a trivia question for next bottom of your hour break. Kirby, what's the next Masters trivia?
What is the highest 18-hole score ever in the Masters?
Ooh.
Highest 18-hole score, regardless of what round it was?
I would have no idea. That's a great question. Well, if I played in it, it would be my score.
I was in Kirby's tournament. Picked my team and pick whoever you want. Well, I picked Ernie Els.
Big Earn.
He had a 7-putt.
He had an 11 on
first hole.
It was unbelievable.
Nice pick, Pete.
First hole, I'm out of the tournament. What just happened, Ernie?
Good pick.
Easy. What happened?
He had a 7. I remember that.
It was terrible.
He 5-putted from 4 feet.
Yeah, he had 5-5. It was unbelievable. It was 4 feet.
Ernie had the shimmies.
Ernie had something.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them, and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Fort Recovery Merchants Christmas Open House is coming up tomorrow through Sunday, and in addition to all the great deals in all the stores, here are some of the other great things going on this week. At the library, they're having a week-long book fair, and on Sunday from 1 to 2:30, they'll be doing take-home crafts for the kids. And even more events on Sunday from 11:30 to 4, there'll be a live nativity next to Brockman Furniture. The show choir will be caroling on the streets from 1 to 2:30. The carriage rides will be running from 11 to 4, and there'll be a Pioneer Christmas demonstration in the log house in Crenning Park from 11:30 to 4. Thursday at 7:15 will be the lighting of the Christmas tree in Crenning Park. There will be a 4-day scavenger hunt involving our local businesses, and there will be a bake-off competition on Saturday from 9:30 to 1 at Brockman Appliances, and Santa will be in his house at Van Trees Park on Thursday from 5 to 7, Saturday from 10 to 1, and Sunday noon to 2. It'll be a great time each day, Thursday through Sunday, for the Christmas open house with lots of surprises and great prices all over town. Don't miss it.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Felix.
Hello, Bubby.
He's there. Chuck, behind the old boards tonight. Chuck, how you doing?
Good, you?
Good, you're looking good.
Looking good.
Sorry. You always look good. Are you in charge of the Christmas music uptown?
Might be.
No, I'm just asking, are you?
Depends on if you like it or not.
Yeah, it all depends. Do you like it or not?
How late do you play? It was on like a... The other night was on midnight.
Had her going?
Not a soul in town. Chuck's playing Jingle Bell.
It's Jingle Bell and wide open.
What the hell?
It's supposed to shut off at 7.
You really got your tree up already?
We don't have your Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
We have our Christmas lights
looks
up
good,
at the
dude.
House. And it was nice. I didn't freeze my butt off doing it this year.
Well, it looks nice. Congratulations.
I sweated it off.
Neil's got his tree up here looking good, Spencer.
Yeah, we did that.
Good
we decorated
job.
Our house.
Don't we? Courtney did it.
Well, he helped.
Did he?
Who had to drink all the boxes in?
Well, that's good. Proud of you. It's getting a little Christmassy spirit. Kirby, you guys got your tree up yet?
No tree. Lights just went up.
It's you got your lights up?
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hey, you go get them, Chief.
Yes.
No. All right, the last question. Fee.
Yep.
What was it?
What was it, Kirby?
Highest 18-hole round score. 18-hole score at the Masters.
All right, we got Dave Kaup, Doug Ford, 94. We got Mark Konapke, 94. I cheated, and you cheated wrong. Loser. We have 95 for 18 holes from Mr. Bill Wellman.
Bill Wellman.
And that is correct. Kaupke got it, too, and Jody Stogler got it.
Jody Stogler got it.
But the first one in was Bill Wellman.
Shot by Charles Kunkel.
Charlie Kunkel.
Charlie Kunkel,
1956.
He shot a 95.
95.
Something. Charlie wasn't stroking too well that day.
He was an amateur.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
But he's in the record books.
He is.
He is in the record books with a 95.
You can always say that.
Charlie Kunkel.
Who had the worst shot round ever? Me.
That is worth, what's Bill Wellman win? A foursome.
Foursome, 9 holes.
Nine holes. So, I think Bill's a member at the Elks.
He sure is, yeah.
And, but we'll probably figure something out.
We'll take care of him.
Yeah. This is an old one. We're going to have to change the dates because you gave it all. Yeah, make sure you change the dates.
We brought those last Christmas.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of busy.
He was going to be in the spring.
Yeah, no kidding. Bill Wellman wins 9 holes. Congratulations, Willie. Now, the question is, are you eligible to win twice? Depends how many questions we got, how many people are listening.
That's right.
I think right now we got like 4 listeners.
four so you got winners. A pretty good chance of getting
four
to win.
4 winners.
This is the worst show we've ever had.
You can't win back Kirby, to back to back.
Hey, the what? Masters is not in November. It does not feel like Masters week.
Are you dumb?
We're done playing golf. Usually the Masters gets us ready.
I played like 9 times last week.
Everyone's winding down. Usually we're ramping up.
I played Sunday. Fee played Sunday.
Usually it's opening day. Red's opening
backwards
day on Monday.
Tournament. We had a backwards tournament.
Backwards tournament. That is one of the best tournaments
That's
of the year.
That's the stupidest tournament I've ever played
well,
in.
Well, you suck. So
you
were on my team, and you were
you
terrible.
You got to be ready.
First of all, so I get
hard head on.
Yeah, you get killed. I was dodging golf balls. It was unbelievable.
So do you tee off from the green?
Yep.
Yeah, you tee off from the green.
And go to and the you previous go to, green.
So like at the Elks, the you tee off green. Right beside 18 green, and you go to 17. So that's you go 6 miles.
So you go across 15 green.
Someone made a 3.
We're just flying balls
no,
over.
No, they did not.
Yeah. Someone made a 3. We that's, couldn't make a 10-foot putt.
If somebody made a 3, they cheated.
No, they chipped
no,
it
No, they
in.
Didn't. They chipped
I saw
it
they did.
Yeah.
I watched it.
With eyewitness.
First of all, you couldn't find a ball because there's 10,000 leaves.
Leaves everywhere. I couldn't see none either.
Who is a greenskeeper?
We had 105.
Who is a superintendent?
We had 105 yards in.
Saturday, Bob and I got to play with Tony Kramer, and I needed to play with Tony on Sunday because Tony had his leaf blower.
Tony brought a leaf blower.
He brought a leaf blower, cleaned it all off for us.
Yep. We're sitting there, we're getting ready to putt. All of a sudden, here comes Tony.
Just a second, boys. Let me get this cleared up for you.
That was great.
That was great.
Is that illegal?
No.
You can bring a leaf blower.
Yeah. Sure
I
can.
I got behind a tree asking if he had a chainsaw, but he didn't have one.
What? I don't think you can move him.
Yeah, you can.
Joe Knapschaffer says you can't move him.
You can move leaves.
Can you take a towel and wipe down your leaves off the line?
That I don't. I'd have to look.
Joe Knapp.
Hey, for the record, YouTube does work again.
Is YouTube back up? It wasn't running before. Joe Knapschaffer will call. Eric Thomas knows the rules.
Eric Thomas knows the rules. Yes, he does.
He knows the rules better than anybody.
Yep.
All right, next question. All right, we got. What are we giving away now? What else
hat.
We got? We got a hat. Okay.
Got a hat. This one's a hat.
Come on. Make it an easy one.
This is it right here.
Okay.
This is the easy one.
Come on.
Largest
Come on.
Lead blown after 3 rounds. Going to the final round.
Ooh.
Ooh. Lately?
Largest
recently?
Lead.
Largest lead ever.
This is.
Oh, I know this.
This is
I got this.
This is
I know
famous.
It is.
Well, how many strokes and by who?
No.
It ain't him.
Baby Shark.
Oh, is it?
Baby Shark.
I thought it was Rory.
That wasn't Rory.
Didn't Roy snap one out of bounds on 10 or something, leading by 7 or something? All right, the question is, who blew the biggest lead heading into the fourth
and
round?
How many strokes?
How many strokes? Are you giving away two prizes?
No.
A hat and a courser?
Hat.
A hat.
Hat.
Gray or black?
Gray or black hat. Wait, I got one.
What you got?
How did Kirby know he was 105 yards out? No lasers or GPS. Cheater.
Stepped it off.
Hey, that's a good one. That is
I
good.
Like that. Call me
that
out.
That's the mayor calling you out on
it
all.
The mayor does not like cheating.
There'll be no cheating.
Fee, what was the answer to the question again?
Kirby?
Biggest blown lead.
Biggest the blown largest lead and blown. What,
how about him?
After the third or after the who third round, it? Going into the fourth round.
Okay. 937-310-2781. If you call that, you want a hat and a foursome.
Ooh.
Oh, let me make sure that.
Huh?
I got to turn the Skype line on. Hold on.
You don't have the hotline on?
No. We've been trying to call all night.
This is unbelievable.
Hotline's melting.
This is unbelievable.
It went straight to Hastings Auto.
Yep. Yeah, right now you got
it. Yes.
That's good.
Uh-oh. I got one. Oh, no.
I got it.
Who you got?
I got it. My buzz before yours.
All right. Who you got?
Greg Norman, six strokes.
Who
That's
hit
correct.
It?
Brent Kesters.
Brent Kesters. Greg Norman, six strokes. I also have Jody Staugler, Greg Norman, six strokes. Ryan Steinbrenner, six strokes, Greg Norman. The winner, BK Kesters. He didn't call in, so he don't get both. He gets a hat, right?
Yeah.
I got good news.
What you got?
No missed calls.
No Chuck, you don't know. You've got that thing all screwed up. Now, can you get behind the board help Chuck out? Huh?
No.
You're out?
Chuck knows all of that stuff. Fighting
my way through it. Neil, don't sell yourself short.
I'll tell you if there's a missed call.
Well, congratulations, BK. Next question. Here we go. Let's go. This is big. This is for, I don't know, a $5 scratchy. And are we allowed to give away lottery ticket?
I don't know. It's your show. This is Sports Talk with Bubba and
Fee.
Not Kirby.
Yeah, we just, yeah.
Good that's point. Kirby edition now.
Oh, we got hand sanitizer. Half a bottle of hand sanitizer.
No, that's
everybody's going to need that.
That's worth about $400. You ain't got a roll of toilet paper either, do you?
Nope. They're all gone.
We're good here?
Yeah.
All right, next question. Here we go. This is for foursome of golf, nine holes.
Yes. What is the worst final round score by a Masters champ?
The worst final round score.
But he still won.
By
he
a
still
Masters
won it.
Champion.
But
yes.
He still won it.
And he still won.
The worst final round score.
Bonus, who was it?
Bonus, who was
who
it?
Who was it?
For Chuck, a bag of tees. Bonus.
We don't have any tees.
When they come and redeem their gift certificate.
Then they'll have tees.
Well, how can you not have any tees?
Huh?
I couldn't get a tea the other day.
Well, we just stockpiled.
We ran out of them.
Stockpiled.
All right.
Eddie Rump left you one on every tea.
He did.
Rumpy sent me a text and said, "What? How do I listen? I haven't got anything from him." I sent him a thing. Tune in app.
Tune in app.
All right. So here we go. Who blew? No,
they won.
Who had the worst round but still won?
Okay. There you
and
go.
What was it? And who was he?
Yes. That is a good one.
That's a great question.
What's that?
He golfs and he doesn't know it.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
That's Happy Gilmore song.
Oh, yeah, that's happy. He's at his happy place.
Uh-oh, I got one, boys.
Got somebody?
Yep. Ready? Jody, I didn't get your... No. I have 75 from Craig Stadler.
75's correct.
It's not Craig Stadler? Uh-oh. The Walrus?
I had double check, but nope, not the one I had.
The Walrus.
Uh-oh, this could be big. If you screw this up, we could be... People could sue us. Neil, how's your insurance? We got enough... I mean, somebody could steal a mic or something. They could have a mic.
We could give them an old computer one. Place.
There you go. I got 75 Craig Stadler. How are you going to look that up?
I got it right here.
Okay, here we go. Ryan Steinberg does not miss this stuff.
Oh, he's pretty good.
He usually is right.
Yeah, he's a lot smarter than you are.
A lot smarter. That's why he's in the school system.
Who did you have?
75, Trevor Immelman.
Immelman.
Ooh, Trevor Immelman. Let's see if I got another buzz here. I got a 75 from Craig Stadler again.
Whoops. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Where's the Walrus from? That's only
three over par. Trevor Immelman.
Still won, Neil.
Yeah, but I'm thinking they had...
Boule boule.
Trevor Immelman. Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Noah. How do you spell Trevor?
Trevor.
All right, I got it. He's 5'9", Trevor Immelman.
Trevor Immelman.
Nice. I know that much. He's only won one tournament, the 2008 Masters.
That's it.
Think about that.
It's a good one to win. It's a good one to win.
Here we go. What is that music? Bully, bully.
Bully, bully.
So... those guys had the worst first round by the eventual winner. 75, Craig Stadler.
Ooh, this is the last round.
Yeah. Worst final round by a winner is actually Trevor Immelman and Arnold Palmer.
Really?
Arnie. Yes.
Wait a minute, I got another text. Let's see if anybody got... Have Chuck tell you what happened at the driving range in Myrtle.
Uh-oh.
Whoops.
No.
Chuck's laughing. No, don't.
No.
That's is that where you hit the ball between your legs?
No.
You hit yourself in the head?
Yeah.
Hit yourself in the head.
I watched Chuck Hine hit one right between his legs once before he carried open. That was still the greatest golf shot I ever seen.
Doobie hit one backwards.
Doobie hit one backwards?
He hit under the ball, clipped the tee out from under the ball, and rolled a foot backwards.
How hard was you laughing on that shot?
Pretty bad.
That's pretty good.
Because I had just said, I had... duffed one and went like 3 feet.
Yeah,
as well. That's the
worst. Shortest, you get.
At least I'm going to win the shortest drive.
And the next shot.
And he teed up next and clipped the thing and rolled off the back of the tee and rolled a foot by.
Craig Stadler is not correct.
Craig Stadler's not correct.
And we already gave the answer.
We did.
So how are we going to give this away?
Well, 75 was correct.
So they got
that. That's right.
It was a bonus.
That is, that is
the bonus
right.
Bonus was by who?
Yeah.
So actually, Ryan Steinberg wins a gift certificate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan, you won a gift certificate. Put his name on that bad boy.
He'll get that, baby.
He's one that
you change the date?
Picks him up.
We will.
Picks him up.
It's all right.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Ryan.
RJ the DJ.
RJ the DJ. No more.
Not anymore. He gave it up, right?
Yeah.
He still has some stuff booked, but he's not booked anymore.
Still got a few left?
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Kirby, you got another one? Let's go.
Pressure's on.
No kidding. This is
the most questions you've ever had.
No kidding. Between,
what are you doing? You going to give us one or are you going to look at your phone?
Oh, still up. Thinking.
That was a shut up.
Still thinking.
You got a whole list of them there.
Worst.
Here we go. Jack Nicholson.
Nicholson.
Worst first round score by a golfer who made the cut.
Oh, Jesus.
Shot a bad score in the first round, but still made the cut on Friday.
Came back hot on Friday.
Came back hot.
I know this. 80 is the answer. And the correct... somebody shot 80, 68, and made the cut.
Yeah, you're right. Someone did shoot 80, 68.
It wasn't that long ago. I'm telling you, I got a brain. I ain't dumb.
Baby shark.
Seriously?
Yeah, but that's not the right answer.
Oh, okay. All right.
But we like doing it.
That's not the best, that's not the worst score to make a cut.
Yeah.
Who I got a that's bull up. Johan Niekamp, Curtis Strange.
Ooh.
What the hell?
Wrong.
Got another one.
That's the only wrong one I got.
Natalie Rathman, what station?
What?
Curtis Strange, 80-65. Johan's calling you out.
Johan pulled it up, too.
Johan, not happy. Giving you a few bad words.
Hold on.
Hang on.
80, Mark. Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. Chuck might have it.
Mark Hensby? Okay. Curtis Strange shot 80-65, by the way, in 1985.
So, did he make the cut?
He made the cut, but
that's not the record.
It's not the record.
It wasn't the record.
Somebody shot 81.
His first name is Bob. Good first
Bob.
Name.
Bob.
Bob. Snedeker.
Bob Snedeker.
No, it wasn't a shark.
Bob Norman.
Turn that off or I kill you. I hate that song. My granddaughters are nuts on Baby Shark right now. I have seen where Baby Shark broke a record for most YouTube plays of any song. This like last week.
Is that right?
4 billion.
Jesus. No. Wasn't over it? That now.
What?
Was Ian Homan's walk up song
it's in like baseball. 7 trillion.
It's like, awesome. Seriously? Serious?
Beep, really? Beep, 7 trillion. Maybe it's on downloads YouTube. Or something.
Wasn't there a player for the Nationals too when they made their run?
Yep.
Yeah. I think he stole it from that guy.
He might have got it from him.
Doing pretty good.
They got he got it from Ian?
If you want, what do you got to listen to? Fort Recovery Radio?
FortRecoveryRadio.com.
FortRecoveryRadio.com. Join us.
I mean, how'd they hear about it?
I don't know.
Not listening.
I don't know. Just
don't know.
Twitter.
All right, so we don't have a winner yet?
No winner yet. Nope. This is a tough one.
This is a
good one.
I got another one here. I got a Curtis Strange.
Yeah, Bob. Oh.
It's Bob somebody. Bob Dolby. Is it really? Oops. That's the only Bob I know.
Bob Dolby.
What did Bob Dolby shoot?
That's what they need to come up with.
You know the answer, folks.
All I needed was the score. We just asked for the score.
All we need is the score. We don't need
Bob Dolby.
84. Come on, Bob.
Bob Estes.
Bob Estes.
Bob Estes.
Bob Golby, Crusher Rammel.
Yeah.
We need a score.
We need a score.
What'd he shoot in the first round?
81.
Yes.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
72 in the second round.
He shot 81-72, made the cut.
Yep. 1982.
Crusher 81. Rammel, you win foursome.
Come on up and play some golf.
Yeah. Me and Fee will play.
Yep, I'm in.
Me, Fee, Johan, and Crusher.
There we go.
He doesn't
need you. He says, I don't like you guys.
We're out.
I don't want to play with you guys.
I can put your name on one of these envelopes.
Yep.
Wait a minute, what's this one? Did you put Bill Wellman on one?
Whose show is this?
It's Bubba and Fee, okay. Kirby Edition.
Hey, let's take a break. It's 9 o'clock already.
That's crazy.
We got Christmas caroling here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, are we going Christmas carol? No, we ain't Christmas. I hate Christmas songs. 106.5 is playing Christmas music.
Mm-hmm. 103.3.
They playing Christmas music?
Wide open.
Hey. Jesus, people.
Can Bill come up and sing?
No, we don't want Bill. Let's take a break. Sports talk.
Hey, Wayne Street Market.
There you go.
Sports talk.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through November 12th. Jell-O and Jell-O pudding are just $1.25 each, and Jell-O snack packs are just 99 cents. Do you have a birthday party coming up? How about a homemade cake? Most Pillsbury, Duncan Hines, and Best Choice cake mixes are on sale, and their cans of ready-to-go frosting are also on sale. And if you're in a hurry, they have great meal specials ready to go every day at their deli. And be sure to try out their new line of gourmet salsas from Jose Madrid. From mild all the way to extra hot, you'll find your new favorite salsa. Don't forget to get your pies for the holidays. They have Marie Callender's and Mrs. Smith's in the freezer section, and Wick's, an old-fashioned brand, in their grab-and-go section. No need to go out of town to save money. They have great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. This year, the Fort Recovery Merchants Christmas Open House will be a four-day event, Thursday, November 12th through Sunday, November 15th. On Thursday evening, the stores will be open until 7, with the lighting of the Christmas tree in Krenning Park at 7:15, and Santa will be in his house at Van Trees Park from 5 to 7. On Friday, the stores will have their Christmas specials from 10 to 5. Saturday, Christmas specials in our stores and Santa in his house from 10 to 1. On Sunday, the stores will offer their Christmas specials from 11 to 4. Santa will be in his house from noon to 2. And everybody's favorite, the horse and carriage rides from 11 to 4. Don't miss this year's Extended Merchants Christmas Open House with great bargains in every store and lots of surprises every day, Thursday through Sunday, November 12th through the 15th.
PGA Tour.
What the hell?
Let's go.
We're back.
It's stuttering over here. I don't know what's going on with this.
Just go.
Just go.
Buckeyes are canceled Saturday.
Boo.
Maryland's got the Rona.
Rona?
Yep.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah, they don't ain't part of us.
Smoked.
They're saying that you got to play at least 6 games. They got to change that.
To qualify?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Or...
If you got 6 games in, you're just going to say...
Alabama was supposed to play LSU this week. They canceled. Why don't Ohio State play Alabama?
Yeah.
How hard would that be?
I know, it'd be a great game.
You don't need tickets. There's no fans. There's got to be a referee somewhere.
Nebraska tried to play... Central Tennessee State.
Yes, yeah, something they didn't get that done.
They didn't get it done. Wonder why that happened.
Wonder why not.
I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
It's crazy.
All right, here we go. Kirby, you got any more questions?
What do you want?
We're banging wide open.
Uh-oh.
Bing.
I figured they were still on a commercial break.
Are we back on the air?
Yeah, we're on.
So the PGA Tour, what happened to that song?
Nah.
Nixed it?
Yep.
You suck, Chuck.
That's okay.
Neil, you taking over behind there or not? You're out?
Yep.
Peanuts are delicious tonight.
Delicious.
Huh?
I put 2 bad ones in there. Wait till you get one of them.
If I get one, I'll throw up. No, I'm serious. I can't stand a rotten peanut. Absolutely can't stand it. All right, so we got one more hat to give away.
All right.
We have a black hat, Mercer County Elks 2170 black hat.
I like
hat.
It.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we have like 3 gift certificates, and we got like plenty of time left.
All right, we got a question. You ready?
Here we go. Let's go.
Question. Let's go.
What is the worst score recorded on a single hole?
Hang on. You know what's talking about the worst
score? We did a lot of the good stuff.
You act like we're bad golfers.
Yeah. We did a lot of the good stuff in previous years, so.
Yeah.
So now we're going bad stuff?
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with different questions. I got them all listed from previous years.
I like it.
Worst score recorded on a single hole.
Ernie Els. He had 7 putts.
In the Masters. It wasn't Ernie Els. Happened 3 times on 3 different holes.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
10.
What hole?
No, wait a minute. What's this? 3 different holes?
12's got to be one of them.
Why?
It's par 3.
If they always screw
the flip wedge. They do screw it up.
They do screw that thing up.
Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. Okay, so the question is, the highest score ever recorded on one hole?
The highest score recorded on one hole.
At the Masters.
The Masters. One of them just happened 2 years ago by a defending champ.
Is it Sergio by chance?
Chuck!
No, it's actually somebody texting in.
Oh, yeah.
What did they say? What was the score?
13.
13, that's correct.
Who is it?
John. I can't read.
Can't read. John Mader.
John Mader.
John Mader.
John Mader.
John Mader, a 13 from, who was it?
Sergio Garcia.
Sergio had a 13.
Defending champ. That's why he kept hitting them down there at the bottom of the hill, chunking them in the water.
Tin cupped it.
John Mader, Coldwater wins a foursome.
So that was
hat. He won a black hat.
Black hat.
You'll take that with you. Congratulations, John Mayer. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Feet.
So Tom Weitzkopf, 1980, had a 13 on hole 12, par 3.
Thank you.
Tom Weitzkopf.
And Tommy Nakajima.
I love Tommy Nakajima.
Had a 13 on hole 13.
Par 5. That's a good
drop question. Of the water.
Bryson DeChambeau will be hitting pitching wedge this week.
Yep.
That guy's a freak.
He is a freak.
He is. I was watching. He had 200 mile an hour club speed today.
Is he going with a 28 or the 24?
200. Driver. 48.
Or 48 or the 45. What's he got?
He was waiting to get it in.
Debating.
He says he's going to check her out.
What's a normal driver? How far is my, like, how long is your driver? You don't know? You're a pro and you don't know how long a driver is?
I don't do many fittings.
There you go. He's sending you all sorts of information there on that Skype line.
He's got shot for shot. Yep.
John's got them all.
He does. All right. Thank you.
You got to win it. Let's do it right.
All right. I got a Masters trivia question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready for this one?
Yep.
44 inches. 45 inches.
That's how long a driver normally is?
Normally?
No.
And he's wanting a 48?
It's shorter than that.
No, it isn't. It's 45 inches.
Is it? I don't know.
Okay.
Jack Nicklaus won the Masters in his last Masters in what?
1986.
Was it 86?
86. Yeah.
The person who had a chance to tie him on his 18th hole. Who had a chance to tie Nicklaus?
Savvy.
On the 18th hole. For nine holes of golf, Mercer County Elks.
That I don't know.
Jack finished early,
mm-hmm.
and there was a string of golfers who folded, just like Tiger does. They get the...
Oh, that's going to be...
Well...
Who folded?
Anytime you ask who folded, it's...
Yeah, that's a really sharp.
All I do is picture him hitting it in the water on 11.
Yeah.
Anytime you ask who folded at the Masters, it's sharp.
He did hit it in the water on 11.
Yeah.
That is right.
That's what
well,
first,
Fee gave it away.
That's one of my first memories of the Masters. Watching the Masters when I was younger. Shark hitting it in the water on 11.
All right. I got more questions.
Yeah, let's go.
I ain't scared. This is for a foursome. This is for a foursome. Okay. Larry Mize chipped in to win a playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Who did he beat in the playoff? Larry Mize won in a playoff. Who did Larry Mize beat in a playoff? For a foursome of golf. I'm going to kill my partner and my sidekick here. Now, this is an easy one, Chuck. Huh? What year was it?
I got my finger on the button. I just can't even play.
Larry Mize chipped in on number, I think it was number 10, but I'm not sure.
Could have been. First playoff, right?
Uh-oh.
Greg Norman?
Who is it?
Huh?
Greg Norman.
Yeah. John?
Again. John Mader again? John is on fire. Wait a minute, we got another text.
Was the last one Tom Kite?
Did you get the scratch offs? Oh, I'll tell you, man, what a show. We are just like,
we are all over the board tonight.
The correct answer is yes, Greg Norman.
The shark.
The shark. We are not answering any more questions that have to do with the shark. I don't
are you sure the one before that was the shark?
Which was?
When Jack won?
Yes. Shark hit it up in the stands up on to the right.
Oh, yep, he did. Hit it straight right.
Yeah. Now, there was others that had chances.
Yep. He had like 3 years in a row, right?
Yeah. But Norman hit a shanker from the middle of the fairway up in the stands off to the right. And then,
that poor guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, another question. Here we go. We got a few more prizes to give away. Are we out of hats now, or we still got this grade one?
I got more hats.
We got hats. John Mader is now ineligible.
Yeah,
I love you, John.
Can't keep winning.
But he's won like 400 rounds of golf. He's got his membership paid for next year. All right, here we go. Next question. This is a good one. Kirby, here we go. You can't have dead air. You got to be ready.
I did not come with 22 questions.
Can't you just fire one off the top of your head?
Previous years, I brought seven and we did four.
Hey. Listen, you can't fire one off the top of your head.
Nope.
What'd John say? Oh, God love him. I could hear the Skype go off. I knew it was something.
No doubt.
All right. So we got. B, you don't have a question. You can't think of a Masters trivia question.
Lowest score by an amateur.
Oh, for crying out
loud. And who was it?
Lowest score
by an amateur, 18 hole score.
Okay,
at the Masters, and who was it?
No, you can't answer.
Oh,
see,
I can't. You want to be part of the team?
Stroke? No.
Yeah,
and I have a question. Another. This is for another nine holes because we're running short on time.
Yep.
What is the name of the place that the amateur stays at Augusta National? Mm-hmm. What is the name of his living quarters?
Ooh.
For a nine holes. What else we got here? We got nine holes.
They're all nine holes.
They're all nine holes?
Foursome.
Nine hole foursome.
Whoa.
Nine holes with your foursome.
Okay.
That's a great gift. That's a $100 one.
Yeah.
Let me think here. All right. So this is, we got the first, the lowest amateur score. For nine holes.
Yep.
And then what is the name of the living quarters that the lowest amateur gets to stay at on the
usually the living quarters on premise is
wide
they usually share it.
Ooh.
It's a cabin. Usually share this cabin. Well, due to COVID this year.
I got one.
Well, due to COVID this year, they are rotating who stays. They can only stay there one night.
Why would you do amateur, that?
Because they don't
Red Roof Inn.
Yeah, so you can stay in the cabin one night, and the rest of the week you're at the Red Roof
Inn. Somebody said like Augusta, Georgia is like the crap town. And there's the golf course, and then there's like it's like going to
outside
Lima
defenses. Yeah,
it's Lima, Ohio, with Augusta National on it. Sam Kanapke, Lane says Crow's Nest.
Crow's Nest. I got one quicker. Bill Hampson.
What ham you have?
Crow's Nest.
Bill Hampson. Bill Hampson wins foursome, nine holes.
Hammy,
I love Hammy. Where's he been all right?
Hammy.
Huh? Hammy's one of our, a little trivia about Hammy, not trivia, but we used to play golf with Bill Hampson all the time, and we played at the Elks
a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we played at the Elks.
And Hammy
bring the
Portland
boys over.
And I think Hammy, didn't they do like for charity how many holes they could play in a day or something?
Yeah, he always played. He played like from, crack of dawn till dark.
And they just...
They had like 300 holes or something. It was insane.
It was 100. It was 100 and some odd numbers of holes they played one day for charity. Hammy did that.
Yep.
Right now I could play 19 maybe.
Most I played was 90.
You played 90 holes of golf. Oh yeah, for that was a fundraiser. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. I play a four.
Natalie Rethman says the crap weeks. Shack. She's hammered.
120 holes, Hammy says.
120 holes.
120 holes. Wow.
That's awesome.
That's big.
That's a lot.
Bill Hampson, you win a gift certificate, and you can pick that up. Fee will deliver that.
And we'll play with you.
No, here's what we're going to do.
We're playing wide open with people.
Yes.
No, I got a great idea.
Okay.
We will deliver this to Topher's. At Portland Country Club, and we'll go out to eat and feel by.
Yes.
And I will get the alligator balls.
Gator balls. Mmm, yummy.
It was an appetizer. Doc Carr, who runs Portland Country Club, owns Portland. We went over there, Nate. They got a new restaurant called Topher's. And we had, it's Cajun food. And I got alligator balls. Was that what it was? Alligator balls or something?
I don't think I had to be their ball.
Alligator bites.
Alligator bites.
Gator bites.
That had to be something. It was ball. I'm sure it was. I bet it's a ball.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
No, I think it was alligator, wasn't it?
It was alligator.
It wasn't alligator balls?
It wasn't ball.
Alligator bite. Well, we're going to have some. So, congratulations. Smart Alex. Maybe it was. We're still missing the low amateur score ever. Lowest amateur score. We got envelopes wide open on this desk. Complete, total, utter, no, complete chaos on Fort Cover Radio tonight.
We're out of control.
Although next week, we
I
gotta,
tell you what, let's start a list.
List. Uh oh, we got one start coming in.
Uh oh, yeah. Hold on. Start a list.
Yeah.
Text in, call in. Who you think's going to win this week's tournament?
Yeah.
For a chance to win 18 holes in a cart.
No way.
Yes. Make a list.
Make a list.
John Mader.
John Mader back again.
What's he got?
He said no mention needed.
Oh.
He got both of them right.
Who's the low amateur?
Huh? Ken Venturi, 66.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't he like collapse?
1956.
He had a heat stroke or something.
Well, not that round, but yeah.
If he did, that'd be a hell of a round. That would be a great round. A heat stroke shot 66. I might had a couple heat strokes out there this year. Jeez, what am I doing out here? All right, so text in 419-852-9201. Fee?
419-852-3599.
Kirby?
419-733-6261.
You text us who you think's going to win. And if you hit it, if you get their winner, you win 18 holes and a cart.
Yeah.
If there's multiple correct answers, we'll pick one winner.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yes.
That's good. Who do you think is going to win? God, he probably will win. He wins everything.
He wins everything. Mm-hmm.
God is awesome.
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, great. Thanks for playing, Kirby.
Justin Rose.
Justin Rose sucks right now.
Can I text my answer?
Yes.
Next Sunday afternoon? Yeah.
Next Sunday afternoon?
Nope. Late Sunday
about
afternoon.
8 o'clock, something like that.
Johan's got Rory.
Be in by 10 o'clock tonight.
I like Rory this week because there's no crowd. I think the crowd hurts Rory.
I think you might be right. I like that thinking.
Huh?
I like that thinking.
I think he gets nervous. Mm-hmm. Although, how can you get nervous? Dude's got $400 zillion.
Right.
But
he could snap hook it into the cabins. On 10.
He did on 10. Cost you the Masters. So, who you think's going to win it? And you can win yourself 18 holes in a golf cart.
Yes.
And we're talking about you get to take the golf cart home with you.
Yes.
You get the whole golf cart forever.
No.
Huh? Nobody will know it.
For 18 holes? We might know.
That'd be a great gift. Give away a golf cart.
Hey.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Chuck is Benny Hill.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's 9:15 already. Time flies on Fort Covey Radio.
Isn't it about your bedtime?
Hey,
Brant Kester takes Jason Day.
Jason Day. That's a sleeper pick.
That's a good sleeper pick.
Jason Day is actually not playing too bad right now.
I'm going Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. No.
Yeah, good.
Long putter?
Big putter.
We got another one here. Got a big putt. Lane Kanapke says Phil Mickelson.
Philly.
Who do you think Jody's going to pick?
Oh, my God. Jody. She's home right now watching the Masters highlights of Phil. I've never seen anybody love somebody as much as she loves Phil Mickelson.
The big Phil.
God, I hate that guy. I don't hate him, but I'm not obsessed with him. There's no way he can win either.
Nope.
No chance. I'm going to take...
Actually, I really enjoyed him and Tiger when they had their little duel.
You know, they're not doing that.
Ain't they?
Uh-uh.
That was kind of fun.
They're doing...
Tiger's out.
Tiger done?
Who's playing?
It is... Phil?
Matthew Wolf?
No.
Dave Wolf?
Oh, Dave Wolf. Sherman Wolf.
Sherman. Steph Curry.
Sherman.
Charles Barkley. Yeah.
It's Phil and Barkley.
Versus
Steph Curry
and Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Charles Barkley. You know that'll Whatever Charles Barkley does, I'm in.
It'll be funny.
He's one of the funniest people ever. He's something else.
Hey, anyone looking? That's Black Friday, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's Black Friday.
You getting sales? Excuse me.
We got sales, but we're doing a two-man scramble that day.
Two-man scramble?
11 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
Let your wives or girlfriends go shopping.
What if come out and 30? Play golf.
Bundle up.
Let's go.
Let's go. 3 hours of golf. Come on.
You're having a two-man scramble Friday.
Black Friday, 11 o'clock.
Well, the ground's froze.
Tear up.
Snap some clubs. Let's go.
You can't be a wimp.
Bounce it off the ice. Number eight.
Like it.
Hey, 1 year, me and Mudboat played every month. El Nino.
Yep.
Yeah. One time, the greens were froze.
It's 2020. You don't know what it's going to be.
Well, that's just right.
Bring your leaf blower.
I get one more person yelling at me or staring at me like I'm an idiot. I'm going to start throwing haymakers.
Bob, I think I told you this last week. I think there was a time back in the 70s your dad played at least once every month for 2 years. That includes December, January, February, 2 years in a row.
That don't surprise me. Dude was nuts.
No, not at all.
No. But I can't believe it. Like, he ain't walking. Now, me, I'd walk it.
I think he was walking.
All right. I got another question. Trivia. We got, looks like, two more.
Make them good. Okay. Let's make them good.
All right. This is good. All right, so let's take a break.
Take a break.
We got one more break. We got another 15 minutes or so on this bad boy.
Yep.
And we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got about four more questions. We all got to come up with a question.
All right.
And this will be big. This will be real good. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
The Fort Recovery Merchants Association will be having their Christmas open house Thursday, November 12th through Sunday, November 15th. On Sunday of the open house, the public is invited to come to the Fort Recovery Morvilius Opera House from 2:20 to 2:30 to hear the Fort Recovery High School Select Music Group by request under the direction of Tracy Hine West Curtis. They'll be singing some Christmas songs, and you can even sing along if you want. Don't miss this chance to see the first performance from the Morvilius Opera House stage in 80 years. The musical presentation will be at 2:20, but the Opera House will be open free of charge that day from 11 to 4 as part of the Fort Recovery Community Christmas Open House. Here's your chance to not only see the Opera House, but also see a short presentation of Christmas songs from By Request, performed for the Morvilius Opera House stage on Sunday, November 15th, during the Fort Recovery Merchants Christmas Open House.
What is that? I'm ready to run through a wall.
Sparta. Sparta.
This is the U.S. Open theme.
It is?
Yes.
That's pretty good. I don't know. I didn't know they had a theme.
The three years Fox had it or what?
That's what it's called.
That's nice.
All right, Mike, we got three questions left. One from each. And, Spencey, you got a question?
If you have to have one.
Okay, I like it. Here's the first one. Nine holes of golf. Tiger Woods won his first Masters in, like, 2000.
When was it? 1997.
Whatever it was. I said around. I didn't know. Jim Nance has
Big
been the
like you.
Jim Nance. I'm gonna beat you.
Come on, he doesn't know Happy Gilmore.
Jim Nance is a CBS announcer for the Masters. He's awesome, and he always, whenever somebody makes the last putt on the 18th hole or the champion, he always has a saying. When Tiger Woods won his first Masters, and he had like a little 4-footer to win it. What did Jim Nance, what was his catchphrase on Tiger's first Masters victory?
Ooh.
You shut your mouth.
I'll be damned, he made it.
How about that?
Who was it?
Jim Nance's call on Tiger Woods' first win of the Masters. 419-852-9201. This is for $100 of golfing, basically.
It's big.
Yeah. Huh?
Foursome.
Yeah.
Holes, yeah. Middle of summer.
Unbelievable.
Who was the putter?
Who's the Tiger Woods.
Ever heard of him, Chuck?
I know. I don't
Who was the putter?
Who was the putter?
Who was the putter?
Tiger? Might have been his caddy.
Oh, what a hoot.
Been me, I could have probably made it 4 foot.
No, you couldn't have, Neil. I've seen you putt.
Nope.
You get three tries.
Actually, Neil can putt.
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right. And next...
That reminds me that we were talking earlier where Wadubi hit one backwards. We were golfing that day. He made 4 putts that day that were longer than his drives on that hole. Made 4 putts that were longer than his drives.
Okay.
That boat, Randy Diller, me, and Wadubi.
Sam says Return to Glory was last year. Sorry, Sam, that's not it.
He returned.
Although that was a good one.
That was good.
Yeah.
I was trying to find it here, so maybe we could play it once.
You could find it.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Find it. Send it.
I got a text in here. Sam Kanapke. One for the ages.
Sam Kanapke.
A winner. Sam Kanapke. One for the ages. That is correct. Remember? Because Tiger was like young. And it was for
he
the
was
ages.
Pretty young.
He was. How old was he?
Wasn't very old.
21?
21, 22?
19? 20 or 21.
He was young. How old's Tiger now? Like 46?
He's old.
He's falling apart. He ain't that old.
Back.
All right, next question. Who's next? We got.
All right, this is. I'm going to throw one at you. Big P's favorite golfer at the Masters.
Okay. I love it.
His wife, like, what? This is impossible. His wife was born in the same town as this golfer. And what else can I get him up with here?
Oh, it's easy.
He won one Masters.
Yes, and he was banned.
And he was banned.
From the Masters?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Who was this golfer?
Oh, that's a great question.
That is a great question.
Really?
Yes.
He's talking about it, and I can't think.
He was born.
Yep.
He's from the same town as Big P's wife, Kathy.
Kathy.
Yep. Which was?
He was a Masters champion.
Champion.
And he was banned
from playing
from Augusta. Masters.
I know the town, but I can't think of the guy's name.
Doom, doom, doom. That's a great. Johan Niekamp. Fuzzy Zeller.
Yes, sir.
That is correct. Zeller. Fuzzy Zeller. Because when Tiger won, they asked him what Tiger will have, and he said, probably
fried chicken and watermelon.
Yeah. And they said, sorry.
You are Fuzzy. Never invited back.
See ya, Fuzzy.
We love you.
I think they left him back, but he was banned. Like,
he was banned a long time.
I don't know, but Johan's a winner. Johan wins 9 holes. And our final trivia question, and first of all, before we go here,
We want to thank you, Kirby, for coming up here tonight.
Hey, thank you, guys.
It's always fun to come up and talk Masters. And
Kirby Edition.
And it all starts tomorrow, and they're calling for heavy rain tomorrow, but I think the rest of the week looks showery, but they'll tear it up, I think, when the weather's
it'll be 15
soft.
Under.
Yep. It might be. I agree with you. It might be 15 under. Unless it gets real soggy, then it's...
Yep.
We got a caller.
It's your phone.
You got a caller.
Work.
Hello.
Hello, work.
Fuzzy Zeller.
Fuzzy Zeller. That is correct. How are you, Jeff McCollum?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing good, yeah, buddy. Man. You're on the air. We got you on the air here.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, bud? Hey, you got a second? You got a second?
Oh, we
got
to talk about
Let's talk about the new Bremen Cardinals.
Hey.
Can we do that? You got a second?
I'm in pretty good shape right now.
Well, Jeff McCollum is like, he's like the biggest New Bremen Cardinal fan. He's been like a diehard. He's been through all of it.
He's been through the same thing we have.
That's right. And you guys are living large right now, partner. And
love it.
The volleyball team and football, and that has to be a heck of a win over Marion last Friday.
Oh, wasn't that something?
Yeah. You able
I
to go?
I watched that replay six times.
I bet too.
You know what? I still have our championship football game on my DVR.
Yep.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever delete that.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
That is great. Hey, Colin, you win, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
How about that? Yeah. Okay.
All right, man. Happy anniversary.
Okay. See you, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, bud.
Later. We got a call in.
We got a call.
Anybody calls in is getting a good score.
Yep. Oh, got absolutely. To. Got to.
So anyway, our last question.
Last question of the night.
I don't think you know this one.
Oh.
A Stump the Bubba.
Stump the Bubba question.
What previously was located on the land where Augusta National was built?
What was on the land?
Turkey barn.
Where the
turkey barn.
Indian Village.
Indian Village.
Built 600 years ago.
Nope.
Wrong. What's peach trees?
Right before they built the golf course.
What's Georgia known for? Peach trees?
Peaches.
Nope.
Pecans.
Oh, I love Georgia.
What was on the land where Augusta National is now before?
Grass.
Swamp.
Alligators.
Pasture.
Alligator balls.
Alligator balls.
No, that's a topher's.
Uh-oh, this is going to be a good one. Nobody will get this.
No, that's a good question. This is a good one.
Racist? Yeah.
No, it's not racist.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's not a cop.
How are we going to get this before? We're supposed to be off the air at 9:30. We got license.
Yeah.
License.
We can be on later we want.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
We could.
I couldn't stay awake that long.
The wine says out here by 10.
10.
No, we just have to. I don't think a radio station could stay. You can stay on, right? Yeah. We're not a bar.
We do.
We have to
quit serving by 10.
You got your late night guys. Late night DJs.
Okay. Hey, John's back.
Wait a minute. I got one too.
Who you got?
Underground Railroad.
Nope.
On the land? Underground. Under the radar.
What's John got for the Norway?
Nursery.
A nursery in 1900?
Yeah.
They didn't have flowers back then.
Bushes.
Well, that's not the answer I got, but...
No, if that ain't the right answer.
I'm trying to find it on Wikipedia. We got to get the one you had. That's it.
Underground Railroad. What's that? No, you can't. You got to stick to your guns.
I'm trying.
Don't be intimidated by our callers.
I'm intimidated.
Oh, my goodness. Pete, what else is going on?
Not much.
How's the garage? Busy?
Busy.
Hastings Hotline.
Hotline. Smoking tonight.
It is hot tonight. Hastings Hotline.
Yeah, voicemail's wide open.
Right. Internal.
Turn it on.
Yeah. Chuck is a moron.
Well.
And we are, folks, and and we talked about this at the beginning of the show, is our intention right now is to have a Christmas show.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of families in need. We think it is a great cause.
Yep.
We appreciate everybody who donates and everybody who just wants to help out. And we get a lot of people who are really, I don't know, really, they really look forward to the Christmas show.
You bet they do. Yes.
And
I had six people ask me today because a new Dwayne was going to come up with something.
Yeah. So our game plan is to have a Christmas show. And it'll
happen.
We'll come up with something.
We'll figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We may not be able to accept people coming up or whatever it is, but we are going to have a Christmas show.
We've got a window. Still 5 weeks away.
We have a window. We can throw stuff through. Throw your donation with a rock through the window.
Yeah. First of all, we could have a dunk tank.
Change between now and then.
That's exactly
right. We could have a dunk tank.
For Bill?
Yeah.
For Bill.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right outside. And then you just take your donation and tie it to a brick and throw it at the thing.
Hit him in the head.
Bill. Wait, at Bill?
That'd be awesome.
At Bill?
We weren't trying to drop
him. Throw it at Bill. We don't need
all right. So we've
John real, was right. On. John was right.
So
was
you were wrong?
I misread the thing.
Augusta National was found.
Fruitland Nurseries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think it was?
I had something out. Don't worry about
no,
it.
No.
That's how I go there.
You got to have it.
I'll bet you that's where the presumption of
I'll get my bleeper ready.
John Mader was the champion tonight.
John was an question answered machine.
Okay, so let's go
you
over.
Say when John's got an answer, you don't question.
Okay, let's go over the worst caller and worst answers was no doubt Mark Konapke, who has no. He didn't get one right.
No.
He texted in nine times.
He can take care of a golf course, though, I tell you what.
Yeah, he can take care of a golf course. The second worst was Natalie Rethman with the Underground Railroad and what was her? She had another one that was a class.
She had one early.
Crap Shack.
Crap Shack.
That's right.
So she's out. Her and Mark, and they are not winning any prizes.
Both employees. Imagine that.
Both employees. Uh-oh. Mark got one. Fruitland Nursery.
Too late. Yeah. Where is that the answer?
Hey, did he find that on Wikipedia as well?
I don't know, but it took him a while to get it.
He found her.
I don't know why. He's been laying around a house doing nothing. My goodness gracious. We want to thank everybody for listening. Kirby, thanks for coming up.
Thanks for coming,
guys.
Kirby.
Yep, good
it's
time.
Always, it's fun. Always a great time.
Yep.
And we will be back next week, and we're going to talk basketball.
Yep.
And we got Coach Holly Gann and Coach...
hey, Bobby.
Jim Melton.
Don't forget, too, the Fort Recovery Open House starts tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
We're going through Sunday. It's going to be a big, big time in the old town in the fort. So get out, spend a little money, have a little fun.
And I absolutely think that the weather's supposed to be perfect. I mean,
it's bundle up, come on out.
That's right. And Santa Claus is going to be here.
Yes, sir.
Carriage rides and if you've never experienced Fort Recovery Open House, it is absolutely worth coming.
Definitely
to.
Definitely worth coming over
because it's
they're doing 4 days, so it's not crowded.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. But we just want to make sure everybody knows open house is this weekend at Fort Recovery. Everybody have a great night. We appreciate you guys.
See you next week.
We will Bub and V.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.